With performance spaces due to be some of the final businesses to reopen from the New York State pause, many continue to find ways to reach out to their audiences virtually, online. Like many theaters, the Smith Opera House has been hosting music performances, which they release as videos on social media. But they've also made one of their popular attractions available online as well. Since 2018, Hobart and William Smith College's Associate Professor of Theater Chris Woodworth has conducted tours of the Smith Opera House. Professor Woodworth originally created the tour as part of the preparations for the Smith's 125th anniversary in 2019. But they've proven to be a popular Wednesday morning attraction. So in late March, she suggested taking the tours online as videos. The Ghostlight tours have provided an opportunity to revisit some of the stories of the Smith that had previously been published as part of Professor Woodworth and her students' research, but also to go deeper into those stories. One of those stories has a particular resonance given stay-at-home orders during the current pandemic.
In 1898, a theater company which had previously performed in Geneva at the Smith Opera House returned with their blockbuster hit, Joshua Simpkins. That was also the name of the company. And it turns out that they brought smallpox with them to Geneva. And so in the matter of public health, they had to be quarantined. And initially, they were quarantined in their private rail cars, which were sprayed down with formaldehyde and left parked at the edge of the city. But that was not enough to both keep them in and to keep looky-loos from getting near to them. So the public health officials and the city aldermen ultimately decided that they needed to do something on a grander scale to quarantine the company. And so they ended up being quarantined on a boat in the middle of Seneca Lake for about 5 weeks. They were quarantined on the Onondaga.
It's a story that was dramatized for the 125th anniversary celebration of the Smith that Professor Woodworth produced. Hobart and William Smith College's student Gretty Hollister performed the role of one of the company members in a short play written by Rochester playwright Scott Seifritz.
Clara fell ill, and as the only other female in the company, I knew I'd finally get the role of Elizabeth Rumblebottom, the young suffragette who foils the plans of the evil mill owner and rescues the orphan children from the mine collapse, the lead role I was born to play.
The quarantine theater troupe was the subject of the first Ghostlight tour. In looking back at the history of the Smith, Professor Woodworth finds lessons on moving forward.
There were many moments in the history of this building when it seemed that all hope was lost and its demise was certain. And each and every time, the community made sacrifices and donated time, treasure, or talent to save this crown jewel of the Finger Lakes. So whether we look at the period when the Smith, which was then called the Strand, was closed for weeks and weeks in 1918 due to the influenza epidemic ravaging the world, or if we look at the history of the building in the 1970s, when it was crumbling and in danger of being demolished, the key to each period of difficulty was community.
The Ghostlight tours are offered every Wednesday evening at 7 on the Smith Opera House Facebook page, where past episodes can be viewed as well.